Wajib dah dinda yang bayi ini dah di tujuh gaya coba dan tujuh gaya coba ni ni gaya jadi umi dinda dan ini dah jika senda tujuh gaya coba sejodih dah ni sangat baru wah satu tujuan dah jika lija dan rambo dinda sahaja dah dan kau yang mebah si tujuan tamci pon di dalam terbaiki isi ji sahaja sedunia gumjang jang jamne dah wajib dinda jangi di isi gaya sahaja lija dan yang berani coba dan jika Tani nyuji osar chaunu, ta kardan ji yunga zui, na loba shantan diwa, jazi shiwa la ta zui mara, pari shatsu ni titi di na, zom chan chan ku na zik diwa ten yungi warwa ti, nyuji osar chaunga dan, san dan re ni de tanga yishi, chikdar da gomba shioba na, shanta tumi ji shioba, ujiga tang yambar san so osi, ta tindra sam san chaungi.
We come now to the description of the third one, which is contact without any elaboration at all. And we said that a good example of that was the example of Arya Shantideva, who was always perceived as a very lazy person who was asleep most of the time. Practices meditating entirely on the primordial awareness of bliss and emptiness through abandoning all external elaboration, but related in part to union with the primordial awareness seal and cultivating the clear light of sleep is the meaning of the practice without any elaboration at all. Now, up to here we have looked at the different classifications of contact, and we say you can classify it from the point of view of their nature, from the point of view of the basis, from the point of view of the time that these are done. And here we continue with, let's say, slightly different classification. Though when classified by means of action, etc., the three practices are like this. If one posits the three practices by means of the three meditations, so... Now, we don't look at it from the point of view of activities, what one does, but from the point of view of the type of meditation that is done. Then, first of all, the practice of the generation stage are with elaboration. The practice of the completion stage, which have not obtained the actual clear light, are without elaboration. And the practices of the learner's union are without any elaboration at all. So you can look at the time of them or at the type of meditation that is done and again apply this class, this labeling. Now, that is because in order there are practices in the context of the great elaboration of holding signs, and here it is talking about the great elaboration of holding at true existence, the small elaboration, and completely free of elaboration. These three in order are the practices of the general meaning, the hidden meaning, and the final meaning.
Garisago, Sergi, Nani, what you don't put to a chivati, and that's just on Gushoba. What that Chongati, Bidon Gushoba, Tani Mebati, Tartigo Shoba, Sona, Tina Sona, Jarzangi, Song, Imberson Souls.
Now, we mentioned those three terms the other day. We talked about the general meaning, the hidden meaning, and the final meaning. And you can see that those now can be related to actions with elaboration, which will be the general meaning, without elaboration, which is relevant to the hidden meaning, and without any elaboration, which is the final meaning.
Oji da dinda yinba yindu da ni juwe na da rinba niwe cheren bi tetar shoba shi jang se. Oda nang ziga ju che jang yu ba ma to. Rang rang ka kap jin dhubo ju guan da wo trup sang na dhukari. Ti ma trupa yinna yang ju kar se go. Rumi so zu nyenbo si ji di mar kar na. Oji da kar wo sir di sangwaan diwa za ju lewa jiwa go da jin dhur dang. Tani ji jito naruwa chenbu ji shimin dhruwa tsu na.
And there is some further, let's say, reading material that is suggested by the author. It says, though one engages in such practice, if these two changes do not quickly establish their individual results, the Illuminating Lamp states that the method of inducing the essence of each of the two stages should be understood from the 10th chapter of the Tantra commentary of Guhyasamaja and from Naropa's commentary of the later Tantra. So these two texts can be looked at for any further details on this.
Oji da dinda yinba yindu da dinda go da tang ni zang ni o da shubha shibha kur di trup da dini da yigi ngung guna diwa ngung di shi siru si sabji ije ku shawa o da lam gongya go rinba di gongga trup dan diwa durji nyanga gongba ngung di shi siru oji da thamang go ngung trup dan thamang ma yinba ngung trup trup siru di yinba yindu da yuwa diwa ngung di shi siru na o si da lam da da gong diwa na da namba sam di si That Yavadurjina go compound to where I'm Sanji go compound to Yadi, what you then do and chop the Jira and do, and you and Chokong would do it. Chokon Tamon would do Nami Surasiji Chokong would do and would do Simunda with the ending. Or that Java Jambo Jino, you rather Mummy Conjo Rolosi Tindago, you Java Jambo Stock Tanya, you drunk at Jio Batino, or that would do in Dandies. That any chivalry Sanjay Damjigo,
Now, we come to another division of the text. It's the fourth part, which is the method of manifesting the results of the practice. The results of such paths have three aspects. Buddhahood is best. The eight greatest cities are the medium, and the enlightened activities of pacification, increase, and subjugation, and ferocity are the least. So attaining the state of Buddhahood is supreme, is the best. Now, after that, we had looked at eight types of cities, such as the city of relying on the sword, swift-footedness, becoming, disappearing, and so forth, right? So these are supposed to be the medium cities. And as for attaining the cities of pacification, of increased subjugation, and ferocity, these four types of activities, these are considered to be the least. Since the latter two are common cities, they are in brief the supreme and the common cities. So although we can enumerate them as three, if you take the last two as one group, then you end up with the supreme, which is Buddhahood, and the common cities, which is anything else below that.
Dashi the
We have talked about these two types of siddhis, the supreme and what is called the common siddhis, anything below that. And Rinpoche was saying that really the siddhis are attained for those who have reached at the level where one has the perceptual realization of emptiness. One needs to have come to the level of an arya to attain these siddhis. This is the time where they are manifested. But whether one can perceive all those states directly or not is something that will entirely depend on one's karma and one's good fortune. Because we cannot ordinary. Otherwise, those things cannot be perceived directly.
Something's
wrong with me today.
So the so the 16th founders in Ninja Sharvasti, so they all challenged, there was a competition to the Buddha. So if they can directly see Buddha's enlightened being, they wouldn't be able to, you know, always say, complain or see competition to Buddha. Because they are unable to see directly the Buddha's enlightened being, Buddha's attainment. So they see ordinary beings, because they cannot see enlightened beings, so then they always challenge or do competition all the time. So, however, by doing competition, anyway, they didn't succeed. The point is that even somebody's enlightened doesn't mean you can only if you have pure mind or merit to see, otherwise can't see the somebody's enlightened. That was the last point. I'm saying that to top in having attainment. So one means enlightened, yogi, who has achieved attainment. Attainment. You see, so one meaning is enlightened. Other meaning is having achieved common cities. That was Yeah, like this, eight common cities. Who has the achievement of common cities? So the two meanings. So as long as the top, you know, is the attainment, then it means it should be iron being who has direct realization of emptiness.
And actually, to commemorate that particular event where the Buddha defeated those opponents by manifesting a number of miraculous deeds, also the great Lama Tsongkhapa has included the great a prayer from the Monlam Chenmo, which was done from the 1st to the 15th day of the first Tibetan month in Lhasa. So during that time, there is this prayer recited to commemorate the defeat of the opponents by the Buddha's manifesting or various miracles.
performing the miracle powers.
So there are different activities each day Buddha perform the miracle powers to subdue the 16 founders and the different sentient beings, you know. So during the Monlam Chenmo, the great prayer, the celebration, that was founded by Lama Tsongkhapa during the first Tibetan month in the 15 days. So the Gegu, the disciplinary monk, introduced the monks. Today, the Buddha's activity is this. Then the next day, then again, Gegu announces today's Buddha's activity is this. In the you know, performing the miracle power to subdue, to guide or to subdue a particular sentient beings, like those 16 the founders, like that, in you know, the different days. Benjamin Chu Jelton has made a very clear explanation in his collections of teachings that each day what a particular miracle power, you know, the holy activities performed. So the book, I think, as you know, Wise and the Fool, Buddha's life story, Jataka Tamya, Wise and the Fool. So there is a clear explanation of each day what Buddha, what particular miracle power Buddha has performed.
Benaji Jigajidan, Pardulani Tika Dila, Yangan in Dava Thirty, Tika Dila and Tonjavadi, Pardun Tonjavasi, Tiamba and Duji, Gila Mago, Pardin Sazamin on Pardul on Shuzaba, Jimmy, you couldn't talk and Gudrim Yila Sura and Divisiji, or that Jidani Chambu then, the Dayan, Sinusong and Guiva, and do Pardun Tonjava. That the Nishamadi, that you are some Jirangadu, Jenin Tonjangi Chida.
Now, we talked about the supreme city, which is the attainment of enlightenment, and this can happen in different occasions. It says also the method of attaining Buddhahood has three aspects: attaining Buddhahood in this life, attaining Buddhahood in the intermediate state, and attaining Buddhahood after a series of births. So the we said that there are five types of trainees, and the supreme trainee, which is like the jewel, is the one who will manifest enlightenment in this life. So these three are similar. Okay, so we say that those who are the supreme trainees will do it in this one lifetime. Those who will not complete the whole path in this lifetime, they are capable of doing that instead of moving into an ordinary bardo, into an ordinary intermediate state. And that's why we have prayers that also refer to that, may be able to manifest the supreme of siddhis, if not at the end of this life, may I be able to do it at the time of the bardo. And finally, you have those who can do it in a series of birth, any time up to 16 lifetimes.
Oji that in the Bayan do that, you some she that dinongo that di chavola, you that receives on the Tanjava some you are received. Dela, you that want the tomorrow that Lamrum got topas in and that in Yambudi or Jigalamji the one of some Gulamla Juma Chidon, Dini Mokon, the China one number toba toba chi, or that Dini toba zam the Mazi Tamzidon, the Basoma, the Samka, you Tanjas or some boat of Gudini. That din only Chebaredo, Sender Tanjava de la Dambu, Remy Shubadan Jiva, Jerem Tarjan, Dorum, that Shubadan Jiva, de la Tominivachi in Gudini. Then on Julu Tobna, Julu Toba Yena, Tedela Sanjava and Gidini. What you da, Tinda Yendu, that Sender Sanjava, Tinda Gudini.
No. There is some explanation given into that where it says these are similar in purifying the common paths, obtaining pure empowerments, protecting commitments and vows. Now, we said that one can do all that by going through the whole, you know, the common paths, the shared paths, and then for after that one enters into, of course, one has entered into the path of Tantra through obtaining the pure empowerment and then protecting the commitments and the vows and progressing along the various stages of the generation and the completion stage.
Now,
if you are not able to do it in one lifetime, then you will be at least someone who has reached at the level of mental isolation. And then after having reached that level of mental isolation in this life, it could be the case that you pass into Paranirvana, and then after that you manifest the clear light, having and you complete the stages of the path as you are in the Mardo. So it says if In the second case, in the case of attaining Buddhahood in the intermediate state, if one who attains the stages from the generation stage up to mental isolation does not engage in any of the three practices, she or he arises in the illusory body as a substitute of the intermediate state through generating the clear light of death in the nature of the final metaphoric clear light, and through meditating on the remaining paths on that basis, Buddhahood is attained. So you take the clear light of death, and through that you establish, you move into a substitute of the bardo. And for how long, let's say, a holy being, a high lama, would remain in that state is exactly according to their needs, or their needs according to the occasion. And this is why you can see some of them might remain in that state for a couple of days or very short time. Some of them might remain for a week. Some of them might remain for some weeks. Some of them might remain in that for months in that particular state, for as long as it is necessary according to, let's say, the wish or the need of that particular being. And for that period of time, their bodies remain without deteriorating or without having any smell indicating rot or decay or anything like that. It's a very good smell.
So it is the lama. It is not a definite need to meditate. When the person to stay in meditation state, certain amount of time. It's not that but it's up to the, it's up to their own wishes, like that.
Yeah, also before there's a line that can be missed on the first type of the visual, like disciple, in order to achieve the supreme enlightenment in one single lifetime, you must definitely manifest the illusory body. I think this line is missed.
Probably. And finally, we look at the third case of someone who will attain Buddhahood after a series of births. It says, these are those whom, from obtaining empowerment and merely protecting the commitments and vows without great meditation on the path, they obtain up to verbal isolation, but do not obtain the mental isolation. So you have someone who receives the empowerment, they keep the vows pretty pure, but they are not capable of doing a very strong meditation. They're capable of placing some imprints in their minds, and they will proceed in a slower speed. Right? Though they do not obtain Buddhahood in this life, and they will not do it also in the intermediate state, definitely they will attain Buddhahood in any period between 7 to 16 lives.
Lamik Mara Kurdela Sangha Duna
Now, we have said that this text is actually dealing with the presentation of the general system of Hayas Yoga Tantra, but it also engages into the presentation of the system of Kala Chakra. So we start now with the system of Kala Chakra, and the mode of progressing on the path of the Kala Chakra system has four types. First of all, becoming a suitable vessel of the path. Second, keeping the vows and the commitments pure. Third is the method of how one meditates on the path. And fourth is the method of manifesting the result. As you can see, this presentation is similar to what we had before. So the first of thing that is discussed here is the way of becoming a suitable vessel for the path. So the empowerment and how that is received is presented here. So it says, first one purifies one's mental continuum through the common path. We have seen that instruction before as well. And then through obtaining the seven empowerments that one enters as the child, as well as the high and supremely high, the great Lord Vajra Master empowerments, one becomes a vessel suitable to practice the two stages. Now, it is important to keep in mind the type of mandala that the empowerment is given. You can find in a number of texts, including the stainless light commentary and so forth, mention that the only mandala suitable is the mandala of the sand mandala, the color particle mandala. Nevertheless, we have the tradition of Abhyagara Gupta, the great Indian Mahasiddha, who in his text, the Dorje Trenwa, translated as Vajramala in Sanskrit, the Vajra Rosary, wherever, in that we have a collection of 42 empowerments, and it is said that those can be given on the basis of a printed mandala, and Kala Chakra is included within that particular list. So we have mentioned that it can be given on the basis of that mandala.
Jagger Kiva Kashi, the Pogan Kiva Kashi, or you mention Abaya Kari, Ritila Tenny, Okra, Ronson, Yuari, jigadati ne jiyang ge luksun da wodan ti dan thang ge men de de yin du wo ji ge ja ba ya ga ri tung gur din cheng ge men de se ya da da wo ji din da ma bu jang yu ba ri di ya ti ko la zu ba ka ji zu ba jang yi zu wo da ya ja ba ya ga ri tung gur ma chen ba ye na de la wa on ka nang yi di du ji nan ju ma ri du ji nan ju mi tung gur ma chen ba yin ji ru ha si song yi ba ri wo da di du ji nan ju mi ngu sa on ka na だって天地とその密宗の話題だけ知らなくても全部言わまり、先の修道な、私ちょっとその時で知らなくて、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、もう、
already some statements in some authoritative texts that say that the color chakra empowerment can only be bestowed on the sun mandala. And at the same time, we have mentioned that Abhyagara Gupta tradition mentions that in the Vajra Rosary text, it mentions that it can't be given on the basis of a printed mandala. So of course you can understand that there was debate. Indian and Tibetan scholars have actually debated that maybe what we find in this particular text mentioning that it can be given on the printed mandala, it might not be authoritative and so forth. Now, if you see our text, it says, the mandala which the students enter is the color particle mandala alone. Naropa states in the commentary of the brief teaching of empowerments that a mandala drawn on a cloth is unsuitable. And this actually indicates that there has been debate. This position of Abhyagara Gupta was, let's say, debated, was not accepted by all. And to that, Abhyagara Gupta himself said, well, if what I say is not correct, it means that Vajrayogini herself must have been at fault, because it's not that I wrote all this down out of my own mind. It's just I directly met the deity, and the deity explained to me that it can't be given in this way, bestowed on me in this way, and requested me to compose this text where I could explain this particular method. Now, there is a collection of texts from Abhyagara Gupta, there are three chapters in that. It is the empowerment, then we have the sadhana, and finally we have the practice of the fire puja. And those are included within the tengyur. So this is the origin, let's say the sources of Abhyagara Gupta. Now, although we say that, you know, Abhyagara Gupta himself, you know, he had a little bit of doubt whether the whole blessing would be received if empowerment was given on the printed mandala, it is said that Vajrayogini himself reassured him that the blessings would be there, that she would make sure that the blessings would always be bestowed. Now, as we say, his position and his writings were debated, they were not accepted, and the great Lama Rindawa, who is one of the teachers of Lama Tsongkhapa, had also criticized that position. Now, Lama Tsongkhapa himself, it's very interesting to see his position, because in his composition of Nagaring Chenmo, the mantra, the stages of mantra, he does rely on this particular, on the Vajra Rosary, on the three chapters of the Vajra Rosary. It is taken as one of the sources. It is quite often quoted, and Lama Tsongkhapa himself had made a comment that it seems that some people have criticized Abhyagaragupta, and maybe some people do not have faith in his writings, but we find this as one of the sources of Nagaring Chenmo.
Now,
we continue by that, but it says again, Kulika Manjushikiti stated that rishis of Brahma, such as the charioteer of the sun, this is the direct translator of Ravi, the person known as Ravi, were conferred empowerment in the mandala invoked by the mind, and so forth. Now, this sentence continues, but Rinpoche was made a comment about Kulika Manjushikiti. The Buddha himself had initially, when he initially bestowed the empowerment of the Kala Chakra, together with that, he bestowed the Root Tantra. The Root Tantra of the Kala Chakra was a very, very extensive, very elaborate text. So the Buddha himself had prophesied 600 years ago that to Manjushri and to Jenrezig, and he said, 600 years from now, you will manifest as the Kulikas, and you will condense down the Root Tantra. And this is how we have Puntarika, who made the first condensed version, and who was a manifestation of Jenrezig, and then Manjushri Kirti, who was a manifestation of Manjushri, who later composed the shortest commentary that we now rely upon. We will stop here for today. We can discuss the mandalas later on.
There's only one or two questions.
Yeah, we have short time, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Yes, please.
Is there any difference in the benefit or the need for an external consort between practitioners who are female and those who are male?
So is there any difference in the benefit or the needs for relying on an external consort between practitioners who are male and practitioners who are female? Amichela da moran dinje chue do ta poki hute poki de gom jam nen po ta mo te ni yoras te te ni ki parla ya le gya la te ki ke par ta yoras ke di kare da nyam len che ta ki ke par yoras pen to ki ke par yoras po ta mo ki parla
ta ji sang ya de ji de ga de se go
Rinpoche was saying that he believes it must be similar, equal or similar needs and equal or similar benefits. We don't have any detailed explanation of that.
When there is a bardo state for a bodhisattva and for a common person, it's a particular time, because generally they say like 49 days, you know, or 7 weeks, but in the case of a bodhisattva, is that related to the accumulation path, or it's a way to some bodhisattvas seem to go faster through the bardo, or is it a fixed date? Because many years ago, Kanchisopa Rinpoche mentioned that sometimes you can be a second in bardo, or you can be eons, even for a common person. So just to make clear.
So we know that how much time one spends in the bardo, that the period of the bardo is not a set period of time. It can be anything from 1 second to... to much longer. No, I'm just trying to understand your question, because you also...
For a common person,
right.
It's generally says it's 49 days, but some years ago... from Tashimupo said that maybe for a common person who has accumulated virtues and merits, maybe just goes could be 1 second, 1 day, 1 week, or maybe for somebody who created very great on virtuous deeds, could be many, many eons, while as bodhisattvas seems to be different. So just to make clear, please.
All right, so whether the speed through which we traverse, we go through the bardo, whether that is in accordance with how much merit we have. And if one has a lot of merit, one goes through that quickly. And if one has a lot of, negative actions, it would take longer to go through the bardo. Is this your question?
Yes, merit and, of course, in the bodhisattva case, realization, no?
In the common people. Yeah. Më që la qirtangë rënë su bardo në lë deja kë të zë dhe ta të ndemi ndush me ka shela mi qikë marit ta ka shela mi ma qikë ma do mendush ka shela tundra qikë res ka shela tundra dyn res jena janë dhe mi kjuma jena dhe rëngtangë dhe kare la rrallë e gjo res sosë sënëm sa ja rrallë e gjo res kare la gjo res pe që sëna sënëm vjapu sa jo na bardo të kësa ma do demi kova janë Dikpa mambu sa yona bardo nala ta pe ju rimbo nala shu gogir ves. Di mi juma ki uanki ches. Tene di chansu senpa nala tuena ta koransu sonam yore topa yan, topa tombo yan ke yores. Dindrei ki chansu senpa ina koransu bardo ta kyupsan mato de gosan ma res. Dindrei juves kandri res. Rintan di kare la jane yores.
Ori tadi nguni chi karisigo yuba shi aga nichu yungi yuwarwa. Yuwari di yanna yang chi da jiga karisigo jiga taba thubdi ngi chi yana jiga jiva di tenla lamgu sansam rahu di tinra chi madang le mataba yana shama yang lam gumya di chudrapa ten chi thubgu gu yuwari. Chudrapa ten thubya di sunamga sakja mambu meba yana Litin Kanga Rongago, Tiana, Lamga Lamni, the Gumiando, Rocky, Amariva, Tinder, Yendu, Chirdon, Michiwa, Naya, Tina, Mongo, Sonango, Togo, Lam Gumiadi, Titana, Gumna, Partunda, Mia, Dantini, what you Nika Gumchasanda, Yungi, Chico Tendi, Roger Kobo, and Bayendu, what you da, Deladi, da, Karasago. Yang ji kaji la ji ji parchun da wo ma bo mengi na
Now, there are quite a lot of factors that are at play when we start discussing the bardo stage for ordinary beings. And then we have, as you say, the bardo states for, let's say, bodhisattvas, beings with realizations. Now, you will have different bardos according to where you're coming from and where you are heading to, right? So you will have the bardos of those who are, let's say, are heading to the God realms, the bardos of those who are heading to the human realm, to those who are going to be as, you know, to fall into lower migrations, into different states. So according to where you're coming from and where you're heading, this has to do with the duration of your bardo. And then what we need to understand is that the bardo is there as an intermediate stage that, that one is in transit, while one is waiting for the necessary conditions to be in place so that one can move on. Now, we say that one important thing is that the life of the bardo, the duration of the bardo, finishes when the sperm and the egg of the future father and mother come together, and at that time the consciousness moves from the bardo into that physical basis. And that implies that your future father and mother have to be in proximity and they have to have engaged in this particular deed, right? Otherwise, you are actually waiting in the bardo for a suitable physical basis, for suitable couple of parents to, you know, to be available. So there will be all these things, all these different conditions that need to come together so that for your bardo, to determine the period of your bardo. Now, this is what is happening when you do not have much control, not too many high realizations and so forth. Now, if we're looking at the case of a practitioner who has come at the end of their lives and have reached a high level of realization, then such a being, of course, would be thinking that when they pass away and they go through the experience of the bardo, when they come on the other side, they want to have the best basis for practicing the Dharma. This is the objective. And in order to establish that, if they decide that they need to have a human body and they need to also determine all the conditions, like which type of family and which country and how I'm going to do all that, they might need to spend some time meditating in the bardo or using the bardo in order to, organize all that. Okay? But that is for someone with high realizations and the merit and the capacity to use that.
Mani nyerva jingi da nyerva yedang tenrozo jingi. Oda tenraga rigya na zani jingi gariza gu chim bhuma tangda mara bardo jima gu da nyerva da tenraga jisi jivari. Da mara li yag zangli jiva mara li mara dhubha jenpo dang li magyuwa maang zangli da di bardo jilang mewa jina bardo jima guwa nyerva jijiva.
So Bertha was saying, as I say, you know, it depends where you're coming and where you want to go. If you are a human that, let's say, is falling into the hells, you don't need to wait too much in the bardo. Don't need to wait at all in the bardo. You are just going straight due to the power of the negative karma. You're going straight there. It's similar, more or less the same, not only for the hell beings, but also for the hungry ghosts. You will not have a very long waiting period. If you're doing the opposite, it might take longer time. And Upshe was saying, it's exactly like having applied for your visa and waiting for your visa to come through. You can be rejected in a minute, right? No much bardo. Or you might have to wait for a while until it gets approved. Yeah?
So therefore, the immediate, you know, that without need to go through intermediate stage or say very quick rebirth, you see, that's not necessarily good. There are two types, good and bad, for that. The quick rebirth, you know, without a straight rebirth, without go through intermediate stage, or you know, however short in intermediate stage. So like the example of prisoners, there are two types of prisoners. So one prisoner, you see, they are cushioned for many days, for a long time, and they have about in the prison a long time, and then the person, then they let the person to go. The one person is, the question to the person, and then immediately that person can leave from the prison. So there are two types. So it's like that.
Oh,